Start using the podcast feed a little more too.
Right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 131 of The Altar. It's been a long fucking year, and it's only fucking February 1st. And here we are.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, here we are. So,
cheers, I'll drink to that, bro.
Oh, I should. I'll be right back, boys.
All right, I'll lead this in. So, yeah, what a loser. His shirt's even more loser. Heckler and coach, bro. It's all about the high point. You know what I mean?
I really want to talk to Ben about my gun shop experience today, because I built out a couple of Palmetto State Armory. I've already talked to Ben a little bit about this, but Ben got to put his headphones on. There we go.
Yeah.
I that HK shirt. So I went to this gun shop today, and it's like really the only local gun shop in town. The other one's like a Sportsman's Warehouse, and they don't take used guns or whatever.
Because they're gay.
So true.
I went in and started chatting this guy up, and like I'm trying to figure out like if I really want to like get cash for these guns right now, because like all I'd done was like gotten like a bulk pack of like Aero Precision lowers for like $50 each, and then gotten some Palmetto Straight Armory like build kits for like under $300. And like built out like a 10 inch AR pistol and like a 20 inch AR-15 like M16A3 clone. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to feel bad, because like I think I came out about even on the whole gig, but like if it was any other gun shop, the guy would have been like, fuck you, this is like Palmetto State Armory bullshit.
Wow.
Hey, like, this is quality.
Listen, if it's good enough, it's good enough. But yeah,
both those guns ran like perfectly.
I'm sure they would. Like Arrow has some hit or miss, but like for the most part, they're pretty consistent. Both of my rifles, like my 11.5 inch and my 20 inch, are both Arrow receivers, and they work flawlessly. Like I've never had issues.
I think that like if the receiver is what causes issues, then like the Arrow precision is. You got real big issues if you can't get the bore and the gas tube aligned and all that shit.
I was ruminating a little bit on your handguns too, and like the 938 honestly is kind of like, it's kind of an obsolete handgun at this point. It's kind of cool, but at the same time
it's cool, it's
a boomer carry. Then you had the 224, I think you said.
Yeah.
And that one's, is that 357 SIG?
No, it's a 9.
It's a 9. Okay. And then what's the 229 in?
So the 229 I bought with the 22 long rifle slide, and I also bought a 40 slide with it, and I also have a 9mm slide for it.
All right, that's cool. I mean, the 22 slide is really kind of worth it, cuz you can just like plink, but
And all I need to do is get like a 357 SIG barrel for the 40 slide, and I'm good to go on 357 SIG on that. Like that's the one I least think like is least practical to get rid of. The 224 is like really kind of collectible, because it's they don't make it anymore. They don't make a 224.
That's true.
My mom has a 357, like a Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum, like from God knows how long ago, where you could adjust she's got three different barrels for it, for the three different lengths and shit.
Oh, shit.
Like Dirty Harry style. Like,
that's awesome.
I know what you're thinking. Did I fire 5 shots or 6?
I know what you're thinking. Will I stop at 4 children or have a 5th?
Dude, is it your month again? Like, what's going on? What's
They only had like the big barrel Smith & Wesson on Dirty Harry because like they couldn't find the stub-nosed version.
Yeah, because my mom had it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Still has it.
It's like when the Secret Service wanted to get a bunch of P90s and they wanted to buy it from like the Stargate cast. They were like, no, bro, we're using them. They're like, well, we need it for security measures. And they're like, cool, we're Canadian. Go away.
I'm rewatching Stargate right now.
Yeah.
And it is absolute fun. Anybody who hasn't watched Stargate in a long time should watch it.
I like the movie. I don't think I watched the show.
The show is like, it's a little, it almost feels like it had a touch of like David Lynch in there just because of how everything goes.
Yes.
But like, it's very good.
A little fever dreamy.
A little bit, yeah.
In part.
Should probably try it out.
Yeah, it's somewhere between Star Trek and Twin Peaks is where.
With a little bit of like, there's some like X-Files dynamic there and like.
Yeah.
Well, like the Stargate movie.
Because they like, they want to tease that there's like maybe romance possible. Yeah. Actually, everybody gets laid at one point or another. Mm. They keep doing that.
I guess we'll have to watch it.
I'm only in season two. And
like, all Stargates lead to a dick appointment. The rule of the universe. Speaking of dick appointments, has anybody heard from Yimra?
I talked to him. I texted him like last week.
Okay,
this is about like we're random bullshit. Nothing word, but he's alive.
Good,
Yimra is alive.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, when the fuck did I talk to him?
Needs to get his bum ass on the show and grace us with his presence.
On the 21st, I was texting him.
Feed pictures. So.
Does he just like not want to hang out with us because we're like a little more racist than we used to be?
No, I don't think that's it. I should ask him. No, I don't think it's it. I think just like life stuff going on.
Yeah, he usually is like somewhere between going through it and gonna go through it. So
yeah, remember because he's younger than us too.
Yeah.
No, well, that's
everyone's younger than me for the most part.
Yeah. Old man.
Old man.
Oh, old man. Speaking of questions for you guys and younger and stuff like that. So question from my girlfriend for the episode is, if you could take a vacation anywhere, where would it be?
Anywhere. Vacation anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Paid for?
Yeah. No. Well, money's no object, yeah.
I kind of want to go to Poland.
You want to go to Poland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I keep talking about my wife. I was like I kind of joking, like, that, like, when we retire, like, we should just move to Poland. And I'm like, and then you could be my translator and not have to do anything. She's like, actually, a lot of Polish people out there, like, know enough English that you can get by. I'm like, well, that kind of defeats the purpose of you being my translator. So you can translate anyway.
Exactly.
But, no, she's like, I mean, it's like, a, like, I don't know. Like, I kind of wanted just, like, her family stuff. Or maybe go, like, maybe a dual vacation. Because I'm like, mainly Hungarian. Like, go over there. Mm-hmm. And then go to Poland, like, basically just see, like, the roots. Have you ever ridden a horse
before?
What's up?
Have you ever ridden a horse before?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
He was born on horseback, actually.
Yeah. Did you have any primordial memories from riding a horse?
No.
Oh.
Not.
If when he said, no, that sounded a little bit like throat singing, actually. Just a little bit, just...
Hamburger, cheeseburger. But no, I'd probably go
on the Poland thing. I found out that if you have a great grandparent who was born in Poland, you can get a Polish citizenship. So
I don't.
We were exploring that option, but and it would apply to your spouse, right? So yeah. So do you want to? You could. Own property, not just in Poland, in all of the EU, right?
That becomes an expat.
Fuck yeah, dude. That'd be hilarious, actually.
Like, you can do it in a heartbeat. And all your kids, too, right? So, because they're already Americans.
Can I get that while I'm here?
Yes, yeah.
So I just apply for it since my wife is
obviously all you have to do is have a proof of somebody in your immediate family or up to your great grandparents who lived in Poland.
No shit. What's is there a cost to that or is it like free? Like, what's going on?
So like when my girlfriend was looking into it, it was like, Polish government will kind of do the research for you. Like, you give them your best lead, but like if your wife is Polish, like, or like a daughter of Poles, like are your in-laws, your parents?
My in-laws are straight from Poland.
Oh yeah, then you're
like
set.
Literally straight from Poland. Like, she is a 100% Polish, but she was born in America. She was born here.
Okay, no, then she is. That's very simple. Then all you have to do is say like, oh yeah, like my in-laws are X and X, and they were born in X and X. And
I learned my mother-in-law's maiden name the other day, because it's my wife's security answer, and because she typed it out. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You just like keyboard slap? No, this is my mother's Polish maiden name.
In the DMs, dude, we need to send each other the names, because like they could be related.
We'd be familiar. No, it was fucking hilarious, because I'm like, what the fuck is that? Because I'm like, what's your answer? She's like, what's this? I'm like, what? How do you spell that? And she's like, oh, it's my, you know, it's my mom's maiden name. I'm like, how the fuck do you even say that? And she said it, and I'll never be able to repeat it. Like, right now, if you were to add, gun to my head, Matt, tell me what your mother-in-law's maiden name is. I'm like, I have no fucking idea. Pull the trigger. Pull the fucking trigger. Yeah. Oh, 1776 Patriot coming at you from the EU. Hey guys, well, no, Patriot 1776 coming at you with a real quick video. What the fuck is up with the EU and speaking weird accents, huh? They need to speak American, goddammit. our troops are over here, and they need to learn how to fucking...
But, no, I mean, I was no joke saying, like, oh, yeah, your parents should, like, repatriate to Poland, like they'll get out of all their American debt and have free EU healthcare and all that shit.
If you think about it, Matt's wife and her parents basically left Poland to find Seed and take him back to Poland.
Yeah.
Dude, they were getting away from the communists.
Oh.
But they are communists, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Well, to me, I mean, everyone's a communist, anarchist, and caps at least.
True enough.
Be real. Sure, right, sure. Yeah.
Because I was shitting. I remember I was talking to her mother-in-law one time about like basically Obama's war crimes. Right? She's like, well, what about Bush? And I was like, yeah, him too. And then she was like, I don't talk about politics. I'm like, yeah, I bet you fucking don't. You dumb bitch, get out of here.
Exactly.
Dude, I talk mad shit. Oh, I love that. Like, they, like, her mom speaks pretty good and understands for the most part. Like, some shit she gets like, what the hell are you talking about? Because I talk fast a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm. That's your Mexican side. Just,
I'm on a time limit. It's my Puerto Rican side. Because I'm on a time limit when I'm speaking Spanish. You know what I mean? So, like, but like her dad like understands, but he like, I think he's like embarrassed of his accent. I'm like, dude, fucking who gives a shit? Like, I don't, like, you know, I don't, dude, bro, get the fucking shots of Fireball out, dude. Let's go. Let's roll.
Of course it's Fireball. Polish people fucking love Fireball. I don't understand.
What I purposely do is I'll say like the most, like the shit I wouldn't say, like I would not say in front of a father-in-law that was fluent, like in front of like, yo baby, like you want to go upstairs and produce another kid? So someone can win a betting pool, perhaps, and they wouldn't know what the fuck I said because I said it so fast. Like, hello.
True story.
I have a video of me saying, because my mom, like, not my mom, my mother-in-law came back. We're on vacation. She came back from like wherever. It was like, oh, if you guys want, like, I'll take care of, like, this is when we had our first son. She's like, well, yo, I'll watch him. And you guys can go take a nap. And I looked at Diana, I was like, yo, we can go upstairs and go produce number two right now. Like, no joke. And then my wife laughs. I'm laughing. And her mom's like, what in Polish? Like, so. I'm like, yeah, go ahead and tell her. And I bust out my phone to record it. And like, so she's listening. She's listening to my wife talk on it. Then she turns and goes, like, all like gross faced about it. Like, why would you say that? I'm like, you know why.
You know why.
So I'm gonna put a bunch of cookies on now. Because you're the Polish nanny. That's what you're gonna be. And utilize every free cent of it. So anyways. Do we wanna talk about things that are happening in the world?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe you were overtaking.
I'm having a good time with this. Ben, what's new and exciting with you?
I was just about to say you have out-Jewed me on that, sir. Like,
out-Jewed you?
Just that last comment about using every last cent. Like, it's very Jewish of you.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I am cut.
I bet. A cut crusader. Just like the rest of us. Or is he a foreskin fraud? I think he should demonstrate right now. I'll be a little gay since you're a singer.
Yeah. Someone's got to take his place. And it's sure as fucking going to be me.
You know, when I was getting out of high school around 2011, you know, it was kind of like a slow period. I thought the Iraq War was like winding down and war in the Middle East was winding down. And then I got out of college in 2015, and I know the surge had happened under Obama, but it seemed like the Middle East was winding down and we had a couple bases there, but yeah, whatever. And then Trump became president, and then we had that whole Syria thing, but you know, like they were mostly withdrawing and it was kind of winding down. And then we had Biden become president. We withdrew out of Afghanistan at the very least, but we still had those bases out in Syria and Iraq and all that stuff, and it was kind of winding down. So I guess I wasn't too late to join the military and get blown up by random mortar fire or drones in the Middle East, sitting at a base that serves absolutely no purpose but to act as a shell for Israeli soldiers in the Middle East. That was my interpretation of recent events.
Very astute.
That was me. What did I do? Well, glad thing I was not taking care of the recording tonight, because for some reason my shit switched over to the end screen, and I thought you did it.
This is where Matt secretly outs himself as a covert agent for the DOJ sent to sabotage us whenever we're criticizing the war effort.
Dude, so funny, because I've been applying to like tech jobs and shit, right? Because I'm like, I'm trying to transition out of my current career, like into some tech shit. I've been throwing out applications. Like, the tech market is like super fucked right now, super fucked. Like everyone's like, man, like
big layoffs, right?
Mm-hmm. In the bigger companies and stuff, but just how like in general, it's like most places like want like insane experience for entry level. Whatever, like, but I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm gonna be good either way. Like, I'm getting ready, basically, just like maybe work right now, like a day a week, so I could like work on my portfolio and just have like a couple, like a day's worth of pay a week and shit, just so I could work on like projects and shit. But I'm lucky, like I can fucking do that. These people fresh out of high school, fresh out of college and shit, like they don't have that opportunity. They're more so fucked right now. And they have to cram and work on projects like programming languages and shit in order to be able to even get a foot in the door somewhere. But fuck was I going? Maybe what was I even talking about? I don't know. But I don't remember where it was going. I think the beers are hidden.
I about to say you sound like you're a little had a few brewskis. But yeah, Max, I was gonna say easily. It's actually never too late to join the military and get taken out by some sand farmer in the Middle East.
So well, true.
I really have to wonder what were the odds that of the three U.S. service members to get killed.
Now I remember. Because as soon as you brought up service members. No, so I was, some guy was talking about he was going to get a job at the NSA. He's like, yeah, they don't even ask you any questions. Do you just record a video of you? I'm like, can I sacrifice my principles for the NSA? So I went to the NSA's website for the internships. I'm like, dude, it's like $90,000 a year. for like no requirements. I'm like, oh, but it's not remote. Like, I'm out. Yeah, that would have been. I'm just kidding. Could you imagine that?
Oh my god.
Well, I was kidding about actually wanting to join the NSA. I would not. I promise you guys, I wouldn't. It was just funny.
I mean, your kids will just have to visit you in fucking Russia for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Edward Snowden is actually an agent, and it was a big false flag. He's actually living in Quantico.
Ah.
So, like, educate yourself, libtard, perhaps. What's JC got? Are the days over where a coder, quote unquote, could have like 3 to 4 bullshit jobs while working remote, and the companies are so convoluted they can't even tell how unproductive you are? Yeah, I would imagine. Well, the thing with coding, from what I gather from a lot of people, is that most of your job's not even coding. If you're like a software engineer, it's literally like you're going, maybe you have a bunch of meetings and shit, and then you have like an hour or two to code. And that's it. That's every fucking day. You have your, if it's an agile development process and shit, you have your scrum meetings and shit where you go over what's going on, like what you're doing, what you think you might not be doing so well and shit. And then you have a meeting about like the fucking, like the design or whatever. And then you sit down and code for like an hour or two. So it's still bullshit, but it's like, I think COVID like completely fucked, like, I mean, everyone overhired during COVID because they thought remote was going to be a big thing, and now they're they've dialed it back. So yeah, then that's why everything's fucked up, because they overhired and now whatever. But Israeli war crimes.
There we go.
Let's go. Good segue.
Dressing up like women and sneaking into a hospital and killing high-ranking members of Hamas.
Was it actually?
Supposedly. That's what they claimed they were doing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm writing a paper about critical analysis, and I'm not so sure that's the truth. You know, I'm just...
Well, please ignore the bag of money behind me, but we have to be open to all interpretations of the issue.
So true.
Listen, just because it's a designated medical station doesn't mean that you can not wear non-uniforms and enter it and kill people who are unarmed without even attempting to detain them or something like that.
The one guy was fucking paralyzed, laying on the bed, and they rolled in the room and killed him. Like, that's what, like, that was one of the fucking most ridiculous...
There's like this constant question, which is like, does Israel treat it as a two-state like situation right now? Which is to say, like, are they enemy combatants, or do they treat it as a one-state situation? Which is to say that they're terrorists or something like that. In either case, like, if they're terrorists, like, they're civilians within your own population, and you have to make an attempt to arrest them. You can't just assassinate them in a hospital bed. Or
the forced two-state solution.
Or if they're foreign military personnel, like, the rules of war apply, and like, if they're unarmed in a hospital, like, maybe you can detain them and move them to like a friendly hospital, but like, you can't just assassinate them in a fucking hospital.
They rolled like critical that, like, 20 in every room, and it was just an immediate headshot.
Well, like, well, because this is the thing. It's like they're thinking like, oh, these three guys, these Hamas leaders, are in the hospital, right? Obviously, they're injured and they can't do anything. Let's fucking get in our costumes, roll in there, and fucking assassinate them. This will look very good.
So this is not the first time Mossad has done this, like dressing up as women with like small caliber things and like assassinating people. They've been doing that since like the 70s.
I don't doubt it. But how many times have we got on video?
Not that many, to be honest.
Yeah. Ben, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Modelo Especial.
Oh. Okay, so you are Mexican.
I am.
I got you.
No, I just like Mexicans. I like brown women.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
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 Fucking fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Like that.
I like
Yeah.
a little caramel in my coffee. Yeah.
How can you even tell?
I like it. I don't know.
Awful. So yeah, so I'm what do you think what do you guys think the end do you think we'll see the end of the Israel-Palestine conflict in our lifetime?
I mean, there's a solution where
Yeah, final solution.
Israel just gets to fucking do what they want for the next like 6 months, and Palestine just won't fucking exist.
Yeah.
So,
Oh.
at that point, like every Palestinian will just be a refugee living somewhere, and they'll complain about it, but like it
That'll be
just
the extent of it.
Palestine just won't exist. So, like that, I think that is what Israel is banking on. West banking on, if you will.
West,
Uh-huh.
if you will.
If you will.
Let's see, let's try to keep engaged with the chat, huh? Because we had arms not signs in the Discord. So he's like, oh, like one of these days I want to join you guys, but I'm not tech savvy because I'm a boomer. And I'm like, well, that's your own problem. Figure
There
it
you go.
out.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh yeah, guys, anytime that you want to, you hop in. If you're
Yeah,
in the
for real.
Discord, if you're in the Discord, you just go into the live waiting room. And then if any of us are actually looking at it, because we're really bad. You think technical issues are a
Mean, I'll look
problem?
at it. I
You
don't know.
do have to post toll in order to actually get on the show. That is the one payment we do require, but as long as you
Well,
provide that, that's fine.
no. But for me, it's got to be a guy posting hole because it's not like in breach of my marriage contract.
Exactly.
So like, and that's it's okay because it's not gay because it's just the bros, showing hole.
Exactly.
You're just looking, I mean, like you're looking at the hole that a bunch of women have pegged, right?
Exactly.
And
So
there's nothing gay about that.
it's like,
So.
yeah, bro, it's weird that there's no hair right here, but there's a lot of hair right here. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy how that works.
God. Oh, Yimra, we miss you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to take his place, like the closest looking one, maybe. Oh, not with this light, like really pale. I'm pale. It's whatever.
Pale Italian.
But so other interesting things have happened, because well, the border stuff, whatever, we can talk about
Yeah, we'll see what
briefly.
happens with that, I guess. I just want a civil war. I mean, I don't actually want a civil war. I just want.
Dude, okay, I have been unfortunately getting into a Discord argument with my like college group of friends, ringleader Discord guy, because he's like an insufferable New York liberal.
Oh.
And
Ben?
It's coming back.
and just like me just being like, well, you can't fucking just have like 3 times the population of Wyoming moving into the country every month or whatever. And he's like, what are you talking about? Aren't you a libertarian? Don't you believe in open borders? Like, and I'm like, well, oh, okay, yeah, like Palestinians, why are they hate all these Israeli settlers in the West Bank? Like, fuck them, right? They're just being anti-Semitic because they hate these, Israeli
You should
settlers.
put your friend's address down as on the registry as like willing to receive migrants. And then when like a
Right.
bus gets dropped off in his front yard, he's like, oh shit, man. What
Dude,
the
well, no, there was this moment where fucking like I posted like this story about how Denver Health had gone $120 million into the hole
Oops.
providing free health care for migrants, quote unquote migrants, illegal immigrants. And he's
That
like,
person's illegal. Continue.
that's just private hospitals trying to like justify their bottom line. And I'm like, it's fucking Denver Health. It's a state-owned hospital. Like, And I like posted their charter from their website saying like they are a state funded hospital 100% and everything. Like, and he's like, you don't understand my point. And I'm like, no, you don't understand my point. Like, literally the city of Denver has like 40,000 people that just can't even fucking house. And like already houses are like a entry level home is $750,000. Like, and you're just going to import 40,000 people.
Jesus Christ.
So like, okay, yeah, that's great. And your state funded hospital can't keep up with it. And like my, like, you know, one of the people I know who works for the city, like doing infrastructure, keeping the water flowing and all that shit. Like, he's worried about his job because like they're cutting so much spending. They can't, you know, they can't keep the water flowing, you know, or clean water, or like basic landscaping or like infrastructure going because they have so many migrants. But yeah, like just keep importing people. Like, we can just infinitely expand the grid, whatever.
I like how there's anarchists like completely misunderstand, like stand the point. Like if we, you and me, us three, were to say we're opposed to borders, we mean state borders. We are very big on property lines, which are also borders, but there's a lot more. Like, so basically, we're for more borders, not less.
Yeah, we are absolutely 100% pro more borders.
Yeah, just private borders.
No, like, I want state borders. Like, I want civil war. I want national divorce. I'm fine showing my passport when I go to California or New York or Virginia. I don't give a shit about showing a passport when I go to what is a foreign country to me. I don't have the same rights as a person living in Wyoming where I can conceal carry a gun with no permit and I pay no income tax and I pay absolutely a pittance in fucking property tax compared to California. Like, California is a fucking communist country compared to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a foreign citizen when I go there. So I don't care if I have to show a passport to be there, and I don't want their involvement in my fucking political structure. Like, why do we share a political system with them?
Inshallah. JC says, open border types haven't read Lou Rockwell's essay on private libertarian borders, clearly. Well, in good news, do you remember the libertarian druid who became the ANCAP druid on Tumblr?
The
guy that wears panties?
Guy? Yeah.
Panties guy. Well, he has changed his name back to libertarian, and thank fuck.
Oh, thank God.
Very happy about that.
No longer one of us. No longer one of us.
Because I saw some posts, because I think it was Disgruntled Siegel was sharing, reblogging, something about something from that pantywear guy.
That pantywear.
About like what ANCAPs don't get or something. I'm really badly paraphrasing what the fuck he was saying because I barely read it because I'm just like, yeah, this is gay, and I just scrolled past because that's what I do. Mm-hmm. I do a lot.
Fair enough.
I have the ability to read one sentence of a long post and go, this isn't for me. And I just right by. If you're on desktop and you use Tumblr, I believe it's J. If you hit J, mm-hmm. it'll bring you to the next post automatically.
It's magic.
It's magical. Because if there's a long post and you start scrolling, you're like, I'm never going to get out of this. If you're on mobile, go fuck yourself, basically.
Yeah, you're fucking
But if you're on desktop, hit J. Hit J. Hit the J and move the fuck on with your life.
Hey, Jamie, hit the J button.
Yeah, hit the J button real quick. Oh, let's see what else J's got. Oh, that's right. In libertarian news, Hop had publicly defued
Hoppa,
whatever. I was Hobby. Like, Hoppa. I don't know how to pronounce shit. I've been drinking. You know what I'm saying? Actually, Hoppa. I never actually said his name. I only read it. And I mispronounce things all the fucking time. But yeah, no, Walter Block has got the boot from him, from the Libertarian Party, because of his defense of Israel. Apparently, I didn't even know this, that Walter Block had wrote a fucking article about the in defense of Israel or some shit.
As of 10 a.m. on February 1st, open letter to Walter Block from Hans Hermann Hoppe. I haven't read this. Yes.
Ooh, the girls are fighting.
The girls are fighting.
All right, Max,
thank you for bringing this to our attention, JC. I appreciate this.
I got it in the other chat. I completely forgot about it, like from the other day. But go ahead, read it. You want to read some of it?
Yeah, no, I'll read some of it. Okay. Breaking up with a person you have known for more than 30 years, with whom you have participated in countless conferences and co-authored a couple of articles, even if only in that somewhat distant past, is nothing done lightly. It is even harder if one shares with his person a common standing as a public intellectual, and both our names are mentioned frequently in one breath as a prominent student of the same teacher, Murray N. Rothbard, and as leading intellectuals, lights of the modern libertarian movement founded by Rothbard. But then, in this position, it becomes near imperative to always stay on guard and take notice if a person closely associated with your own name goes astray and falls into serious error, and you may be compelled to publicly distance and disassociate yourself from this person in order to protect your own personal and intellectual reputation, along with that of Rothbard's and the entire libertarian intellectual edifice. Such is the case with Walter Block. Block, to his credit, has published countless articles that pass muster by libertarian standards, and there are likely many more to come. He has effusively praised Rothbard over and over again, as he likely refers to himself as sweet and kind Walter. However, he has published material that clearly disqualifies him as a libertarian and Rothbardian that reveals him instead as an unhinged collectivist taken in by genocidal impulses, very much like Rand and the Randians, recently taken to task by Fernando Chiocha.
He's ethnic. Rather than a
sweet and kind person, I will offer three exhibits to substantiate this claim. Exhibit one, Block's writings, together with Alan Ferdinand and Rafi Faber, on the classical liberal respective libertarian case for Israel, endorsed, surprise for surprise, by Benjamin Netanyahu. The cornerstone of libertarian doctrine is the idea of institution of private property. Property, whether land or anything else, is lawful and justly acquired by means of original appropriation of previously unowned resources, parentheses, homesteading, or else by means of voluntary property transfer by some owner. All property is always invariably property of some specific identifiable individual, and all property transfers and exchanges take place between specific individuals specified concerned. Should I keep going here? Because this
you have to keep going. We got the gist.
We got the
initial bit. Like, I think you guys got the chunk of it. Like when he was like he's like impressive. Like the Randians and shit. Like, it was good. Like,
no, yeah, and Rand lost her, like, she just said the most absolutely
retarded. I need to
when it came to Israel Palestine. I mean, she was always stupid when it came to military force of the state. She always thought that was
maybe mandatory. Like, well, I remember seeing some posts back in the day, like it was probably like 2016, 2017, where she would call the FBI on communists. Allegedly. I'm not saying it's true, but also is it kind of based to be, like, the communists love state power, so using state power against them, like, just saying.
I don't necessarily see the problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, reap what you sow, bitch.
But but the fucking FBI is like basically communist at this point. Especially, like, it's hilarious to think that they were founded on the principle of, like, Herbert Hoover just, like, trying to blackmail politicians and also just being, like, fervently anti-communist. And, like, that, the second half of that, like, carried him for, like, 30 years. And then the FBI just, like, slowly became just, like, blackmail politicians slash assassinate Kennedy or whoever they needed to over that period of time.
Incredible. Mm. Truly incredible. Man, I'm belching it up over here.
Old man.
Really enjoying it. Dude, I'm really enjoying... Dude, like I was telling Max before you got in here, I'm really enjoying the amount of time I have now because I only have one class left. So the coursework's half. So it's like I bullshitted my paper. Like I have most of it done and I have tomorrow off. So like I can just do whatever. It's great.
Just dick out, balls feeling. Out all the time. Don't have to worry about it.
Well, for anyone viewing the podcast, I've been scratching my balls a lot because I can. It's like, you know, now that's all Ben's going to look at for the rest of the next 13, 20 minutes to look at. But so other like Tumblr-related things that was funny to me yesterday was that friend of the show, Tiff, had made us some post about no-fault divorce. And she got into it with some person that was not with her on that, because basically... I should probably pull up the post.
I like that they called her a trad calf when she's not Catholic.
Yeah.
Like
that was hilarious. Basically, like she was saying like no fault divorce is not good. But like for the reason of like just for the people that get out of their marriage for like no reason. It's like, yeah, you know what? Like yeah, like we're like
yeah,
like,
fuck
till,
it.
Till death do we part. And then it gets a little bit of an inconvenience. You're like, you know what? I'm out. Mm. Right? But Tiff got so, like, just, like, I'm done with this after a couple, like, enough interaction with a few people that she's like, you know what? No one can reblog this post anymore. So, by the time I realized that this post was out there, I wanted to reblog it and add a bit to it. But it was disabled. I couldn't reblog directly from Tiff. And I'm like, well, I kind of want to get this out of my system.
Yeah, so we're not going to
So I made my own post. My own post about no fault divorce.
Oh.
And the post was... I got it coming. Here, I'm saying it. Like, no fault divorce was invented so married women could make two bad choices instead of one.
Well done.
Yeah.
How was that received?
And that was... That was what?
How was that received?
It wasn't received. Like, no one saw it. Because posted it late.
Oh, great.
Perfect. I think it was like, there was like three notes, maybe. Like, it was like, that was like, it was a flop, but it's fine. You know, you got winners, you got losers. But what was funny is that, so like, I had that in my head for like those people on her post. And then I get an anonymous message on Tumblr that said, what the fuck did I even fucking, it's like, just say you want to fuck her or whatever. Like, oh, God,
oh, I gotta get
the exact wording. Because it was so funny, because I'm like, at first I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what is going on? And then I'm like, oh, I know who this could be. Hold on, sorry guys. I should have had this pulled up, but I wasn't planning on doing this. Yeah. Dude, just say you want to fuck her already and get it over with. Stop being such a petty fucking loser. Oh my God. And I'm like, can you be a little more specific? And then Tumblr user Skull ID responds with, the girl reading this? And I respond with, the girl reading this, because I have no fucking idea what's going on. No, it's so funny, because like I got to work this morning, and I'm like, what the fuck is this person talking about? Like, and I'm like, it's got to be about my posts about no fault divorce, and I'm like, it's about that shit that I stirred up like almost a year ago, and I'm like, hold on a second. The post at the time had one note. Someone liked it. One person liked it. Like, so no one reblogged it. So I'm like, these people are still, at least one person from this group of people are still fucking creeping my blog, dude. This is amazing. I'm like, who am I trying to fuck? Who are you trying to fuck coming to my place?
What if,
I'm just saying.
What if they were here right now watching this podcast?
Like you? Dude, if you want to. Come,
no.
You, Ben, you have my address, bro.
The girl. It's the girl watching this right now.
Oh, word.
Word.
Word. Yeah. Tumblr drama is the best. Mm-hmm. Solo is sane. So good. What's it like? I like how... So the time, like, I actually, like, I was, like, directing drama just for the fun of it,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, specifically targeted attacks. Like, they were hyper-specific posts with details, right?
As one does.
Yeah, that's, like, actually, like, because most of the time, I'm trying to do maximum damage to the most amount of people I can get. That's literally my method. But in that time, it was literally because I'm like, some of these people are creeping my blog. I'm going to find out who it is. So I directed attacks, right? So I directed the attacks to a specific person to see what would come from it. So I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, and I was done with it. Because I'm like, you don't want to beat a dead horse, right? So flash forward to yesterday, when I made the no fault divorce post, I'm just like, how many women that have had a divorce are going to be mad at me? That's what I'm thinking about when I'm making this post. No, apparently one woman or one person thought that I'm thinking about that, like the one chick from like a year ago. Right. And like, oh yeah. Like that's a post directly about her. I'm like, is that the only person that's ever got a divorce? You dumb motherfucker. Like it's amazing to me how these people think. It's like, it's all about this one person. You're ridiculous. Like, there's more people in the world than just you.
Now this is just schizo posting.
I think like the millennial divorce rate's way lower than boomer.
They came out with a study recently, actually. It's like millennial and Gen Z, the divorce rate is like 18 or 19%. It's low.
Yeah, but what was it for boomers? It's like close to 50, right?
It was close to 50, yeah.
But I mean, I guess there's more time for that to have panned out. But
yeah,
the same token, like currently, I think like the younger people who aren't getting married, like I think they generally take it more seriously.
You would think,
yeah. Well, because everyone's rediscovering Christ, and thank God for that.
Yes,
it's good for them. And then I
forgot I made a post today about.
I'm like, yeah, my buddy called me today, asked me what she, and this is true. This is actually true. I did a true post today. Buddy called me today, and he's like, hey, man, got a little bit of talk, like a little bit of time to talk. I'm like, yeah, I'm just at work. You can talk as long as you need. 2.5 hours I was on the phone with this guy, listening to all of his issues with his marriage, right? Like, and he's like, all these things. He's like, basically, like, longest order of it, I'm trying to make it work. He's like, I know, like, I've like made mistakes and shit, but like, I'm trying to fix it. She doesn't want to fix it. Like, what should I do? That's the, like the short version of it. I'm like, well, from what you just told me, it's either you need to get marriage counseling or get divorced. Just fucking, because I'm like, you basically exhausted every other fucking option at this from the 2.5 hours. Like, that's it. So I thought it'd be funny. I'm like, so yeah, like the day before I just made a post about how no fault divorce it means a woman can make two bad choices instead of one. And like, and then I'm just like, yeah, my boy can divorce his wife, no problem. It's because men can get rid of their property whenever they want. Mm. Property can't get rid of their owners whenever they want.
This
very important
true.
Distinction.
This is very true. This is the official podcast stance on divorce.
The official podcast stance brought to you by Bud Light. Yeah.
American Patriot 1776, yeah. Student Bud Light rugs from the EU.
What's the dude, what the fuck was that?
Coming to you live from Switzerland, Poland.
Listen, I might have divorced my wife, but my new wife, Dylan, is absolutely my favorite.
Dylan, what the fuck was his last name?
Mulvaney.
Mulvaney, yeah.
She changed her name, okay? But so like
she
wanted to be like, you know, a trad wife, right? And I know we can't have kids, right? Like that's fine. But it, cuz like I'm just too old, right? That's the problem. But you know, it's just about like committing to your values, all right? That's what it's about. Bud Light for life.
Thug Life, Dave Chappelle, Ancient Wife, anymore. God.
Go home.
Go. Like, I should do a
girl in a mini skirt has bad taste because her shirt don't match and there's a pudding stain on the back. What the fuck is that? It might be doo doo.
I look like fucking Beavis from.
Corn Holly, all.
I need teepee for my bunghole.
I need teepee.
Hey, guys, it's okay. If you want to do it, you start working on different accents. So you're
William Dafoe. Not William Dafoe. Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey, guys, listen. Divorce is fine.
He's a very complicated
Divorce is fine. If you're a man, woman, make better life choices.
That's Christopher Walken, not William Dafoe.
That is what,
that's what he was trying to do. I fucked it up because I'm Ben. It's my fault.
Another war crime.
Another one. Like 0 days without Jewish tricks.
Like 30 minutes, like 0 minutes.
Yeah, man.
We have to bring it up to the minutes now.
Yeah. Well, why don't you come over? I'll show you a war crime.
I will. I'd be ready just to come on over.
All right.
Wait, Ben, you never answered. Where would you go on vacation if you could ever?
Did your girlfriend message you about that? But like, hey.
Let's see. I've always wanted to do like a World War II tour through Europe, like start in England, go down to Normandy, visit Germany, go to like the tank museums and shit.
Okay. Me?
Go to Auschwitz.
What's like the coolest like tank museum you know of? Like
there's a big one in England. There's a big one in like Munich, I think, in Germany. There's probably one in France because they have like the whole Normandy bunker complex facility thing is still like up there. I want to see that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the fake Holocaust campsites. I want to see where the lie was filmed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Want to go see the wooden doors for myself.
Ain't no way.
I also want to stop by, I guess she's American though, so I just want to stop by Helen Keller's place and just disprove that. Ain't no way.
I feel so bad because like I said, mostly as a joke to my friend who went on his honeymoon to Europe and they went through Amsterdam. And like, okay, so I've been to like Brussels and Paris and a few different European cities before. And he was like asking me, and I was like, oh yeah, don't go. I was like, yeah, don't go to Helen Keller's house. It's just a house, you know? She's not even there.
Like, yeah, man, I went to George Washington's house, but that fucker wasn't even home. Like, what the fuck, man?
It's crazy. Crazy.
Fucking ripoff, bro. I want my money back.
Get the joke.
Have you guys watched this Shane Gillis special on Netflix?
No.
Dude, like, he talks about a part where he's like, yeah, like during COVID, right? He's like, I went to, like, George Washington's house, right? And they do tours and shit, and they're like, they're in character, right? He's like, but we had to wear masks and stuff. He's like, and I look like I got like, you know, I got hit with Down syndrome, you know, like it's like, okay, I dodged it, but it nicked me a little bit. He's like, I look like I might have Down syndrome. So he's like, with the mask on, he's like, I look like a Down syndrome person. Perhaps. But he goes into it like where there was like a black, like a slave actor. It's like, oh, Mr. Like, yeah, we come down here. And like this, like, he's like, the slave guy's giving me all the facts and shit. And he's like, he's trying to like give me like white guilt. So he's like, so finally, like he's like, I'm trying to battle with this guy with words back and forth. He's like, finally, I pull out my mask and go, ooh, and he's like, oh shit, sorry, dude. And he breaks character. Like, sorry, bro, I didn't know. Didn't know. I did not do that justice. I recommend that special is great. Especially his, dude, that guy's Donald Trump impression is fucking fantastic.
Are we officially sponsoring him, or is he like, is he paying you to like plug him
at no, the end of the podcast? I'm going to email Shane, I'm gonna email Shane and be like, hey, listen, I have a podcast with like 10 live viewers at times. Well, like we do like 100-150 views depending on like listens throughout. I think we need to get you on, bro. Like, we're really big.
Yeah.
Really big.
We're just about to blow up. You should get it now.
Yeah.
I do have Robbie the Fire Bernstein's email.
Ooh.
So I've skied with him a couple times. If you want to see if we can't get him.
Once we hit like the 200 listen mark, we'll hit him up.
Okay.
But I think Shane is, I see him on all these other podcasts, right? Like when I'm like doing my YouTube shorts and shit.
Well, if he goes on Joe Rogan, clearly he should come on our show. Like,
yeah, exactly. Right. Like that, we're just a stone toss away from
exactly. Him. Yeah.
Exactly. So true. So, is there anything else you want to talk about tonight, boys?
No, I'm sure as soon as like 10 minutes from now, after we're done, something will happen.
We could earmark it. Oh, something probably happened while we were doing this.
Probably. Actually, but hang on.
Just it for anyone that's still listening, or if you're listening at home or on your drive, at the end here, I want to say if you want, like, again, if you want to call in whenever you're live, fucking get in the Discord. Make sure your setup doesn't sound like shit.
Post hole.
Okay, I'll give you Ben's number. You text him whole. Mm-hmm. I'll let you in. And then you can come shoot the shit with us.
Exactly. What
you want to do. Because I know, like Arms on Science, for example, tonight wanted to shoot the shit. And then if I knew, shout out to Slacker Jack. His setup was shit because he was on his phone. Mm. Like, do better. Get some earbuds that are good. But no, test your shit. If you need help testing your shit, hit me up because you know
he's the IT.
I can
boy.
Do that. I'm the IT guy. Then I have to tell Ben how to. The whole reason this podcast is happening is because I had to tell Ben how to do it to take it over for me, which is L to me, the Palestinian, for just giving that up like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you agree to it, and I'm not giving it back, so yeah. You can just
like. Start. Well, like, do you really think about it? Is it really? Really Israel's fault that Palestine just like gave it to him? gave it to him, bro. Just gave it to him. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Well, so call in if you want, live waiting room in the Discord. Mm-hmm. From the Discord. So there's that.
And with that, folks, perhaps next time some of you will have the cojones necessary to call in. But until then, it's been myself, it's been Max, it's been Sir Matthew, and Yimmer, wherever the fuck he is, I'm sure he's doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good evening, and as always, taxation is theft.